I had the same problem yesterday. I didn't charge the headset.
Hello?
Hello there, is it Cindy?
Yeah.
Fantastic, Cindy. It's just been giving you a call from MMA Legal in regards to the Scottish redress scheme inquiry you made.
Yeah.
It's just to get a ball rolling there, get that started for you. Now, I've got a note on the system here to say there, Cindy, let me just try and find it for you. Let me just load that up. So I've got your name, of course, and I've got your email, and I've got your telephone number. Now, when you was in the children's home, Cindy, what kind of abuse did you face?
This is what I said to the other woman on the phone. Oh, I got really made to stay and stand for hours when I behaved bad.
Yeah, well, that is abuse there, Cindy, that in itself, because at the end of the day, if you got made to stand there for, you know, stand there on your own, that is abuse, because there's punishment. So basically, that is abuse there, Cindy. Even if there was just a shout at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. So it does sound like you have had some kind of abuse there, Cindy. So like I say, we're going to get this started for you. So all I need to do is take a few details from you. And like I say, what I'll do then is we'll get the case started. Now, the good news is with these cases, Cindy, even for something like, you know, being made to stand in a room or for them shouting at you, the average is around £4,000 to £5,000. Like I say, quite a lot of money to gain. Now, I know it doesn't make it better, you know, you have to stand in that room for so many hours and such, but it just gives you a bit of a gratification that what you went through shouldn't have happened. So let me just pull these details up for you now, Cindy. We'll get started for you. Oh, just a moment. Okay, that's fine. Now, Cindy, I've got an email down for you here of cindymcpherson44@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, and it's Cindy McPherson.
McPherson, yeah? M-C-P-H-E-R-S-O-N, yeah?
Yeah.
Good stuff. And can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
It's the 18th of August, 1972.
Perfect, fantastic. That's the 18th of the 8th, 1972. And just your door number and postcode, please, Cindy.
It's number 10, and it's EH530PP.
Great stuff. Let's have a look for that address there. Give me a second. It's coming up as Mansfield Place, that's the right. It's called Main Street as well, but there's a bit of a
I think it's when you say that, it comes up for Edinburgh North as well for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's strange, isn't it? And what number did you say it was again?
10.
Number 10. Fantastic. Okay, no problem there. Have you ever been known, Cindy, by any other names at all?
When I was in the children's home, might have still been under my stepdad's name. Actually, the rapper just stroke and my memory isn't as good. So I'll try and remember the best I can for you, right?
Yep.
What was your question there, sorry?
Yeah, so any other names? So have you had any other surnames or first
names? So my name used to be Cindy Douglas. When I first went into the care system, my name was Cindy Douglas because I believed that that's what my second name was. And it wasn't until I was in the care system that I learned that my second name was actually McPherson when I saw my birth certificate.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah, I never did very good mum either.
Okay, no problem. That's fine. So let's see what else we've got for you. So next question is, how old are you at the moment, Sydney?
53.
53, no problem. And what are your parents' names, Cindy? And what are your parents' names?
My parents' what?
Your parents' names.
Well, I can't tell you.
Can you hear me, Dad?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't know
who my dad is, so I can't give you his name. I can give you my mom's name.
No, that's fine. Yeah, if you want to.
My name is Carol Douglas.
Carol, okay. Just let me search your records. If we put your name next to Carol.
Do you want my stepdad's name then?
No, you're okay for stepdad. That's not a problem, my love. That's fine. Cindy, do you know where you was living before you went into care? The address you was at?
Yeah, 4 Maple Grove, Craig Hall, Livingston.
Okay, perfect. Livingston, that's fine. Maple Grove, yeah?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And have you got any siblings at all there, Cindy? Any brothers or sisters?
Three brothers.
Yeah, and what are their names, my love?
Roy, Thomas and Stuart.
And they're all called McPherson as well?
No.
Not
so Stuart is McPherson, and yep. Thomas and Roy is Douglas.
Douglas.
Presume I take that, children.
Yeah, no problem. Douglas, Douglas, and Roy and Douglas. Yeah, that's fine. And what off property were you cared under? Was it Livingston?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And how old was you when you went into care there, my love?
Well, it was actually a pole at Disney Livingston, but Paul's Park is the best of living. I was 13.
Yeah. 13. Okay. And you know what?
No, wait a minute. Maybe I was 11. Hold on. See, these are where I forget. Can you put down 11 and 13? Because I can't remember.
Yeah, I put down 11 or 13. And what what children's home were you placed into?
I was in Uphall Children's Home, and then I was moved to Bathgate Children's Home. They're both in West Lothian, though.
Yep, on Bathgate. So Uphall, did you say?
Uphall, yeah, and Bathgate.
Problem, that's fine. And Uphall, how long was you in Uphall for?
I don't know, maybe 4 years.
4 years, okay. And what about Bathgate? How long was you in there for?
3 for that one.
3 years, no worries. Okay, perfect. And if something must happen to you, Cindy, and you're unable to collect the money at the time, say, for example, God forbid it, but you're in an accident or something like that, who would you like your beneficiary to be? So who would you like to receive the money on your behalf?
I don't know. My daughter?
Yeah, what's your daughter's name?
Taylor McPherson.
Taylor?
Taylor, yeah.
Taylor, yeah. Okay, no problem, that's fine. Down for you. Have you got a telephone number for Taylor?
No, dude, I don't actually.
No, I'll put your number down because it's...
Yeah, do that. I'll get a number.
Yeah, because if something must happen to you, I'm sure she'd have your mobile anyway, so put your number down. And what was the reason why you got placed into care, Cindy? Why did you actually get put in there?
There was a mistake of getting abused by my stepdad, so I put myself in there. Because I knew I'd get away to him. You know what I mean?
No, that's understandable. Yeah, no, that's understandable.
Yeah, it wasn't my best choice or decision, but at least I got me out of that house.
That's it, at least got away from one problem anyway. Now, when you was placed into the Paul Children's Home, what was the kind of, you know, abuse you was facing? So what kind of things was he doing? Was that where they was doing, like, making you stand on your own for hours and stuff?
Yeah, that was in Uphall Bathgate. He never really done anything, dude, to be honest. It was Uphall. Yeah. Like, the guy who owned it, I can't even remember his name. I feel like it was maybe Wally or something like that, but... I don't know. We were just made to stand, like, for hours if we'd been bad or ran away or gave cheek. Just anything, really. I feel they were a bit sadistic in these children's homes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they were made to look after us, but they never really looked after us.
No, that's misunderstanding. They did it for a lot of people, to be fair. It's not really good what they was doing. So they make you stand in the same spot for hours. That's obviously when you run away or when you're naughty. Would you, like, ever, like, you know... starve your food or, you know, call your horrible names?
Well, they used to shout at us. They would never call us names because they knew we'd report that to our social workers. I remember getting shouted in that for running away, and I remember them telling me, because you keep running away and you're just bad through and through, your bones, you're just bad through and through, you're just going to stand there for 4 hours. I fuck off, you cunt, I said to them. Do you know what I mean? Then I was made to stand for 7 hours because it's work, so...
No, that's it. And you said the Bathgate one was okay, so it wasn't too bad in there. It wasn't on the television.
No, it was just that whole one was the worst one, dude.
Okay, no problem. Now, what we do need there from you, my love, obviously, is through the claim for you to act on your behalf. We do need a copy, a photo ID, so this could be a driving license, a passport, or a bus pass, whichever you have, and then just a letter dated in the last 3 months. So that's what we need for the claim. Now, do you
have
any
passport.
Of those? Yeah, perfect. So if you can go get a passport, because I've just sent you a message on WhatsApp, so all I need you to do is just simply open the message and you can use the camera to take a picture of your passport. And then we just need a letter.
I put one hand to it, and you're asking me to pay. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. I have been used to one hand since my stroke, which was another reason of bad childhood. I took a stroke because I took drugs and that ended me up. Having a stroke and ruining the rest of my life with that as well.
Just try as best as you can there, Carol, like I say. All you need to do is put it down on the table and just take a picture of it. Now, like I say, if you want, I can go off the phone while you do it. obviously give you a bit of a job. Sorry?
Yeah, I've just moved up. I can still speak to you.
Yeah, okay, no problem. So if you want to grab your passport for me?
Yeah, I'm trying to find your messages then.
Yep, should be on WhatsApp Messenger for you.
All right.
So click the camera button for me on the right hand side.
Camera button?
Yeah, so open the
message.
All right,
I see what you mean. Yeah, right, this is the best I can do, dude, right?
Yeah, have a go for me.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that should be fine, that's not a problem. You can see everything on there, so that's not a problem. So, next thing I'd say,
I've got my address on it, yeah?
Just send any letter with your address.
Yeah, just 2 seconds, dude. I've got one here from the council putting my rent up, so if you give me 2 seconds, I can find that for you.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Yes, I have that. I will put that over there and say the same thing again, yeah?
Yeah, exactly the same, mother.
Okay, okay.
Now, in a minute, Cindy, once we come off the call, you're going to receive a text message from us. They'll have a link on there just for you to sign. It's just a box. Basically, what it does, it lets us obviously go to the solicitors, go to the local authority, sorry. And obviously claim the records.
Oh, this is the same as Ben. I'm actually applying for sexual abuse money for being abused, and you're the same. It's not the same company, but I've had to do the same, so I think you know what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, no problem.
Do my passport later. Do the sign, and a guy came out to see me. You know all that.
No, that's it. So I need to read a small script to explain your funding options clearly. So there are 3 ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can entrust a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Now, with ourselves, if we ask you to claim for your course, it is done. We don't participate in the government legal fee scheme. If you do choose, it will be under a private agreement. Now, with ourselves, like I say, we just work on a no-win, no-fee agreement. So the good news is, Cindy, if you are unsuccessful, it doesn't cost you an absolute penny. Only on a successful claim, the solicitor asks for 15%. 16%, sorry. So with VAT, it works out as 20. That's including the VAT on top. Now, Cindy, just to confirm, it is 10 Mansfield Place you live in at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So, like I say, Cindy, in a moment, you are going to receive that text message. So what I'll do is while I fill out the forms, I'm going to go off the phone. Once I send the text message out there for you, Cindy, I'll give you a call back and explain what to do, okay?
Okay.
Perfect, not a problem. Got that letter as well from you, Cindy, so that should be fine. So, like I say, if we do need anything else from you, Cindy, we'll let you know, but obviously, like I say, once that document arrives via text, so it'll just say, hi, Cindy, Ben Jacobs wants you to sign something. That's myself, of course. Just click the button, we'll hit the link for me and give it a quick sign. Okay, my love?
Okay.
Perfect. No problem, Cindy. I'll give you a call back once I've done this with these forms for you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Cindy. Speak to you soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye.